but how did you get started in teaching?
I don't have like a family history of teachers in our family or anything like that. I just really enjoyed school when I was a kid, and I loved all my teachers. They were fun and creative. So from there, I just thought it might be a good career for me, and I can incorporate a lot of like my personal interests into it. Like I like coaching different sports and the arts and stuff like that. So I can use, I guess, all my talents within my job, which is nice.
Well, were there teachers that kind of inspired you that you thought I want to follow in their track?
Definitely. Like more so since I'm an elementary school teacher, I thought about some of my elementary school teachers. Those that like coached or helped out with extra things, and I knew that was something I wanted to do. And so like seeing them being able to take on all those things and doing so good at it, it definitely inspired me to see if I could handle it as well.
Right. Now that the shoe's on the other foot and you're the teacher and you've got young pupils, although you haven't been doing this a long time, but you've got young pupils in your classes, what are you getting out of the classes from a teacher perspective? What are you picking up from the kids?
It is a lot of fun, and every year it's like you get a new family. So every year I get to meet a whole new group of 20-plus students, and that's my family for the year. And over that year, like, we make such a good connection. You get called mom by accident more times than you would count. But it just shows how close you get, spending almost 200 days together in one room. Through all that, we laugh a lot. We cry a lot. We have inside jokes. We have serious conversations. But we just developed this really strong bond, and at the end of the year, it's really sad, but you've made some really positive connections, and I really enjoy that part of it. Can be actually pretty sad at the end of the year because, you know, that bond probably isn't going to stay as strong, and you move on.
In the 5 years of being teaching, now part of that was supply teacher, which would have its own challenges, but what have you found as one of the biggest challenges in the 4 or 5 years that you've been teaching?
One of them was definitely when you have low seniority, you're starting out, you don't really know where you're going to be. You can get surplus, like removed from your job and sent to another school. And so it's always very stressful around staffing times when your seniority is not very high, not knowing what you're going to be doing the following year. And another thing I find that is challenging is just sometimes leaving work at work. I could plan and mark for hours. I could stay at work every night till like 7 o'clock at night, miss dinner and stuff like that. But just making sure that I kind of separate the two and make sure I have time for myself at the end of the day.
Now, you're still young yourself, but if one of your students or maybe, you know, someone young that you meet, if they were interested in getting into teaching, is there a piece of advice you would give them?
I would suggest them really thinking about if they want to teach elementary school or high school. There's different things you'll have to do when you go to university, depending on which of those you want to teach. For me, it would be really hard for me to get into high school based on the background I took. And then the other thing I would do is just try to connect with as many teachers as you possibly can. It can be hard when you're starting out, but the more teachers you surround yourself, they kind of understand how hard it is at the start and can help you through that, which is really nice to have such a good support system. Yeah.